Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today, I have a beautiful gift for you. If you want to comprehend a lot of what's going on today, all over, I will give you some verses to read and contemplate and think about it and make dua. Okay, inshallah. The verses will be Shattar al-Ankabut, Chapter Al-Ankabut, verse 53. Chapter Al-Ankabut, verse 56-57. Chapter Al-Ankabut, verse 59 and 60. This is a very important topic about rizq, to understand rizq, and 62. 64, important to understand what happens if we do not believe in Allah. Is kufr and shirk. Anyway, reflect, I'm not going to explain to you. 65-66. Think about it and why Allah ended with shirk. How come a person can be a believer and be a mushrik? Can it be? Or I have to be either a believer or a mushrik. 69, another message, very important. Now go to chapter Ar-Rum. Chapter Ar-Rum. You want to know what's going on? Read verse 1 till 5. 1 till 5. Chapter Ar-Rum. Verse 6. This is the constitution of the truth, the one Allah promised. This is the one we should follow, not what our eyes see. Why? And why all this happening? Read verse 7 and 8 till 18. You will comprehend what's happening today. Verse 31 till 33. 34. This is a complete warning, advice, and Allah explain what will happen until 36, 37, and why. And very simple, what will happen when Allah make our life easy? We go back again. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it difficult for us and take something from us? Why? You will understand. And now Allah give you a complete advice from Allah. Verse 38. 41, 42, 46, 47. 41, 42, 46, 47. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the condition all over. 51, 53. Okay, very important message. 58 and 60, the end of the message. Chapter Luqman. Chapter Luqman, verse 1 till 5, till 9. A complete comprehensive message. Verse 12, about shukr again and kufr. Until 21, very important. And this will explain also what will happen if my family is a mess. What Allah tell me to do? Follow Allah, have loyalty to Allah, not to the family. Very important, extremely a comprehensive message. Please take it slowly, read it. It will give you answer for everything. 33, 34, a complete comprehensive nasiha, a very beautiful advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read it over and over again. Chapter As-Sajda, Chapter As-Sajda, Chapter As-Sajda, which is the following chapter. 13 till 15, 13 until 15. Make it until 18. This is, you can reflect over the mu'mineen and kafirin and munafiqeen and think about it. 21, I consider it one of the most dangerous verse you want to read about it. Please read it and tell me what do you think. And in this verse, actually, when you study it, There is a journey of torture in the grave until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Take it seriously. Verse 22. Very important warning about those who make a U-turn after they receive the message. 24. Very important. 26. Complete message and a complete nasiha, advice from Allah. 30. A comprehensive message. And now I leave you with verse 1 till 3, chapter Al-Ahzab. Chapter Al-Ahzab, which is the first chapter, the second following chapter, 1 till 3 and 21. Please do your homework. Come back to me. Tell me what you gain and your reflection. And imagine I'm sending all these messages and wonder what happened. The majority of people do not care. The majority of people do not follow up. The majority of people do not take it seriously. And they will say, I have no time. Imagine Allah send you a gift, a big gift, and you have no time to receive the gift of Allah. I promise you, what I'm sending you, you can gain a lot. And it can give you an answer for everything you want. Just read the verses I send you carefully. If you're not sure about something, come back to me. I will be more than happy to assist you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah make the Quran witness to us, not against us. And may Allah allow us to have the Quran guidance and rahmah to us. An explanation what to do and how we think, how we act, how we react. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.